We are now on with our UHealth desk, Dr. Richard Thur. He's a professor of surgery. We're going to discuss the lung cancer screening program offered at the University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Dr. Thur, welcome to the show.
Very good to be here. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. And before we get any further, congratulations on getting the James W. McLemore Outstanding Service Award.
Oh, well, thanks so much. It was an honor that... I really appreciate. That's great.
Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on at UHealth with regard to the early detection of lung cancer, because that's like the number one killer as far as cancer goes in the U.S., no?
That's correct, and it has been for many years, both for men and women. It surpasses the death rates for breast, prostate, and colon cancer, so it really is a major public health problem.
Now, what exactly is up? Because, you know, there have been people knowing not to smoke, and people get, they smoke, they get the lung cancer, and now there's a easier way to identify it. I mean, people are still smoking. I mean, my mom works at a hospital, and she tells me that right before the people go in for their respiratory treatment, she sees them out there smoking. Those guys have no chance, but what about the folks at the UHealth hospitals?
Well, the problem, we have actually is that as far as that goes, we've had a smoke-free campus program here for the past 3 years or so, where not only within the buildings but outside on the campus, smoking is not permitted. So we're trying at least to set an example in that regard. But the problem with lung cancer is that the major problem is that it's recognized late in its course. Relatively few people present to a physician's care with early stage lung cancer. And of course, lung cancer in its early stages is curable. In its later stages, it generally is not. So the challenge is to recognize people early in their disease so that we can effectively treat them. And that's the message behind the lung cancer screening program. The effort to detect lung cancer at its earliest stages.
So let me understand a little bit about the lung cancer screening program. Anybody can go, no?
Yes. Right now, it's unfortunately not covered by very many insurance companies. Insurance companies cover people for disease, but these people are not recognized yet to have the disease. So it's generally needs to be the scan itself. Generally needs to be paid for out of pocket.
God forbid they should get behind preventive
health. Now, once we identify a problem, even though it might not ultimately turn out to be a malignancy, the subsequent studies and follow-up scans are covered.
Okay, so, you know, in general, what does it cost? About $1,000 to go in there and get scanned? Takes
no,
a couple hours?
It's about $350 for the initial scan.
Wow. Wow.
Less
than the cost of 10 packs of cigarettes.
In the not-too-distant future. And actually, we believe that insurance companies will begin to cover this. This is largely because the United States Preventive Health Task Force, which is a federal agency that examines medical kinds of screening programs and preventive care programs, has just come out with a provisional grade B recommendation favoring this. What that means is that the evidence, the preponderance of evidence, indicates that this is a good program for early detection, and therefore Medicare and all of the health insurance programs sanctioned under the Affordable Care Act will need to cover this going forward.
Well, it sounds
this is going to take some time to work through the bureaucracy, but eventually it will happen. And in fact, a couple of insurance companies do cover it currently.
Well, doctor, it sounds to me like for the cost of about 10 packs of cigarettes, somebody can find out if their habit of the last 20 years has got them close to being in the grave.
That's one way of putting it.
Well, I think that's the real way you got to put it. These people just need to get the message. You know, I'm out here. I'm having to pay taxes. We all are now paying into the Affordable Care Act. We're all trying to basically get to a normalized situation where we're all paying something that's relative to what our risk factors are. So it seems to me that the people that have the high risk factors, they need to go down there and become members of our community and do something.
Well, it's certainly true that it's a benefit not only to the individual patient, but to the community at large, since it's much more economical to treat patients with early stage disease, even though it might involve an operation, than it is to treat people with far advanced disease and have them require various Dave's kinds of chemotherapy or complex radiation treatments that are very costly, much more costly than a straightforward surgical procedure, with also much less likelihood of achieving a cure.
Doctor, let me ask you this. How does somebody make a reservation or get involved and get this done? And I'm going to ask you to go slow because we have some listeners that are Jets fans and they just need to hear it two or three times.
Well, we have the program at the University of Miami Sylvester Cancer Center, and that program can be accessed by calling our Ask for Anna program. The phone number is 305-243-5302. That's 305-243-5302. And if an individual calls that number, they will be referred directly to the lung cancer screening program. We have a nurse practitioner who will do some, preliminary questions to see if the individual actually does qualify for screening. Screening programs, of course, are for people who think they are well, so they should not have any symptoms suggestive of pulmonary problems or lung cancer. If they do have symptoms, they can call that same number and be referred not necessarily to the screening program, but to a physician who would be able to see them and try to figure out what the symptoms are due to and initiate appropriate treatment.
Well, doctor, I really want to thank you for coming on, telling us about this program, and helping us get the word out for a very relatively low cost. People can save their own lives. You would think that they would get the message.
Well, I hope they do.
Oh, thanks for sharing it with us, doctor. We look forward to having you on again sometime in the future. And Dave, let's go. And we'll be right back with Matt Hagman. And Matt and I are going to talk about making this place a better place, getting Miami on track into the future. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentleman.